Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on a beautiful day outside with beautiful people inside. So it's good to welcome you in the mighty name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A few announcements to share with you this morning. First, I share that Jane Short entered into eternal life on April 30th, early in the morning. Jane was born in October of 1917. So that means she was 103 years of age. So please be praying for her daughter Sue and the rest of her family. Services will be held in the chapel on Tuesday morning, and those services are going to be private. And because of the funeral services on Tuesday, the Tuesday morning Bible study will not be held this week. The National Day of Prayer, I mentioned that last Sunday and I used the wrong word. I know what I meant to say. That will happen Thursday at 6 p.m. at Ruley Park, but in the band shelter, not in the pavilion, in the band shelter. So that's this Thursday. The youth breakfast being hosted by the Fellowship Committee is scheduled for the Sunday school hour on May 16th. And they're asking that RSVPs be into the office by the 7th, which is this Friday. Yes, very good. Thank you. And we have Adam Swisher coming forward from the Mission Committee to talk about the Mission a Month.
Morning. The Mission a Month for May is the Cherry Street Mission and the Sparrow's Nest. The Cherry Street Mission serves people by cooking meals, offering housing, and most importantly, pointing them towards the hope found in Jesus Christ. Sparrow's Nest is the women's ministry of Cherry Street Mission and offers housing for women in the Toledo area. They are committed to delivering solutions that reverse the cycle of poverty for people through purposeful discipleship and restoration of hope while releasing God's greatness. The organization is seeking assistance in their ministry through monetary donations, material donations that can be found on their website, as well as volunteers and prayer.
Thank you, Adam. As we enter into our worship of the Lord this morning, we read from Psalm 22, verses 25 through 31. The verses on the screen are the correct verses, as I made a mistake with copying and pasting in the bulletin. So it's Psalm 22, verses 25 through 31. Psalm 22 can be described as an anguished prayer of David due to unprovoked attacks from his enemies. And so he's pouring out his thoughts to the Lord. And as you read all of Psalm 22, there are images and references that can point us to Jesus Christ on the cross. And so this psalm is often quoted in the New Testament. But from the thoughts of David being forsaken to knowing God is not far off, in these seven ending verses of the psalm, David's word express his worship of the Lord. And so as we worship this day, hear this ancient word. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you will I fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. They who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him. Those who cannot keep themselves alive. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, for he has done it. Let's bow in prayer. Lord, as your people, we gather, we connect, we worship you this day. We worship in your glory. We worship in your love. We worship in your grace. Lord, may our hearts just be filled with praise of you as we think about your holiness, as we think about the beauty of this day and the truth of your holy word and the love and the grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in whose name we worship and pray. Amen. Now let us conform our hearts through the music of the prelude. Let us conform ourselves to this time of worship.
Come, let us rise together as we are able, sing two songs of praise and adoration. The first is, "You're Worthy of My Praise." Let us sing to our Lord, "The Power of Your Love."
Thank you.
Amen. Please be seated.
For the children's message this morning, I came across some classroom decorations. It says, "Knowledge is my superpower." Knowledge is my superpower. And I'm trying to find the children all the way here in the back, although I know you're all young at heart. This is for sixth grade on down, unless, Emma, you really want one. Oh, she's okay. Would you pass those down there? I can't throw them up to the balcony, but you can see me afterwards. I know there's some children up there. Our youngest person in the church family is here today for the first time, too. So that would be Evie Walker. Did I get that right? I can't see up there. Okay. Knowledge is my superpower. When we look at the gospel lesson for this morning from John 15, John is writing that and it's the words of Jesus, we have to remain in Jesus. We have to remain. And in order to remain, there have to be some things that Christians do. And one of the first things is knowledge. We have to know the scriptures. And to know those scriptures, we have to spend time in the Bible. So remain in Jesus also means to remain in the Bible, reading and studying. One of the things that I have always enjoyed about talking with the 80s and 90s and 100-year-old people of the church is they have never stopped gaining knowledge. They've talked with me about, "I don't know enough." I kind of believe that they've learned it all, and maybe they've lived long enough, they've forgotten some of it, so they go back to review. I'm getting to that age. I'm not there yet. But for the children of the congregation, to remain means to have a knowledge of who Jesus Christ is, and as we remain in Him, in that knowledge of Christ, that moves us in our belief to love God and to love others. And the aspect of God's love for us, as we remain in Christ, He calls us to share that love with others. So knowledge is my superpower, and the knowledge we're talking about is to know Jesus from the scriptures, and to have Jesus settle into our hearts so that we might remain with Christ. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for the children of the congregation. We pray that as a congregation, as families, we would continue to teach them knowledge of Jesus, of His love, of His birth, of His death on the cross, and His sacrifice, and of the resurrection. Lord, thank you for the knowledge that we have through the written word, the Bible, and may we share it with others. In Christ we pray, amen. As we come into our time of prayer this morning, would add some other concern and joy. John Lindsay had surgery on Thursday over in Fort Wayne, and welcomes your prayers for his healing and his recovery. Dan Lights did have that second surgery on his elbow, and it seems to have taken care of the infection, so he is thanking the Lord for healing. Lenny Stom came home from the hospital last Sunday. He still remained on oxygen and is thankful for your prayers. Finn Yoder did have his doctor appointment on Monday, and they gave him some medication to start treatment of the headaches that he's been experiencing, and then they are scheduling an MRI for further testing. And would share with you that Pastor Alex let me know yesterday that last Sunday he was approved or called as a pastor of a church in Northern Virginia, and he will be sending us further information. They see that as the provision from God, and so they are grateful and wanted to share that word with you this morning. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord God, I so enjoy these moments of prayer in silence in the sanctuary as we bow before you. For when there is silence in prayer, we are reminded that prayer is not just about speaking our thoughts. Prayer is also about listening for your voice, listening for the direction of the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, as we pray today and as we always pray, We know that Scripture tells us you want to hear from us, but I also pray for the strength and the patience to be in quiet and to listen for your voice. For Lord, we need your guiding hand. As we study the Scriptures this morning, we thank you that you loved us and sent Jesus Christ as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Lord, you didn't have to, but you love us. And out of your love for us, you call us to love you and to love one another. And Lord, as we share joys and concerns from the church family, it's about loving one another. Lord, we want people to be healed. We want people to be strong. We desire people to be faithful. We desire people to trust in you, both in this world and in the world to come. So in love, we pray for Sue Steiner and her family upon the passing of Jane. Such a long and faithful and memorable life. And we pray that your peace and your comfort would be upon Sue and the rest of the family as they go through these days. Lord, we continue to pray for Wayne Spies and Mary Jane Silcox as they go through their separate times of rehab from their hip surgeries. We pray for their strengthening and their recovery. Lord, we're grateful that Dan Light had good news following the second surgery and continue to pray for healing and recovery for him. Lord, we pray for Lenny and Jean. Thankful that Lenny came back home and praying that further treatment would restore his health. Lord, we continue to pray for Finn and his parents, Eric and Anna, as they go through this time of discerning what is going on. Lord, we pray for his healing. We pray that the medications would work, and we pray for the scheduling and the results of that MRI. Lord, we pray for John and Jan Lindsay and the rest of the family as John has gone through surgery. We're thankful, Lord, that that surgery went well. We're thankful for all the doctors, the technicians, the nurses, and the staff that help provide medical care for us in such time. But we pray for your strengthening. We pray for a spirit of perseverance to be upon John as he recovers and heals. Lord, we continue to pray for Tracy Warren as he begins the further treatment. We pray that that would rid his body of the cancer. And Lord, we thank you for your provision for Pastor Alex and his family as he has been called to a church as pastor. Lord, may that just be a blessing, not only in Pastor Alex's life, but also in the life of that congregation. Lord, in our time of worship this morning, you convict us to remain in Jesus Christ. We do so through worship, through the study of the Scriptures. We do that through prayer and be united together as we pray the prayer of our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I did also want to point out that the outline in the bulletin for the scripture readings, it says John 15, 1 through 8, and John 4, 7 through 21. And if you look at page 2 or page 3, it says 1 John 4. We are supposed to be reading 1 John 4. I just left off the 1, so be aware of that for the reading.
I invite you to stand as you're able as we open our hearts and minds for this sermon message. Hymn number 381, Open My Eyes That I May See.